It is Ryan here, and I have a question for you. What do you do when you win? Like, are you a fist pumper, a woo-hooer, a hand clapper, a high-fiver? I kind of like the high-five, but if you want to hone in on those winning moves, check out Chumba Casino. At ChumbaCasino.com, choose from hundreds of social casino-style games for your chance to redeem serious cash prizes. There are new game releases weekly, plus free daily bonuses, so don't wait. Start having the most fun ever at ChumbaCasino.com. No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited
by law. See terms and conditions. 18+. When you drive a vehicle so reliable it's backed by a 10-year, 100,000-mile limited warranty, you stop thinking about what you can't do and start doing what you never thought possible. Visit your local Kia dealer today to see what you're capable of in a vehicle that inspires confidence around every corner. Kia, movement that inspires.
Call 800-333-4KIA for details. Always drive safely. Limited inventory available. Warranties include 10-year, 100,000-mile powertrain and 5-year, 60,000-mile basic. Warranties are limited. See retailer for details.
Live and local laughs. We're back to the Speakeasy on 97.1 The Freak.
All right, here's the poop scoop. In 10 minutes or so, however long it takes us to do, guess what day it is?
Yep.
We're going to give away a pair of Mavs tickets.
Ah.
It's going to be tickets to see the Mavs and T-Wolves the day before Valentine's Day.
Ah, the T-Wolves.
Yes, that is Monday the 13th. Yep. So we're hooking you up for a great little game, yep, right after the Super Bowl, yep, right before Valentine's Day.
Yep.
I can't imagine a better date night to make it up to your lady after you get really abrasive while watching the Super Bowl on the 12th. We know how it goes.
And bail on her for the Stars game on Valentine's Day.
Well, maybe you have to do that, but we don't have those Stars tickets to give away.
Right, yeah. Yeah, no, yeah, of course.
So, again, I'm not telling you to call now. I'm telling you to call when you think guess what day it is going to end. And that could be in 10 minutes. It could be in 12 minutes. It could be in 15 minutes. It could be in 16 minutes. Mavs T-Wolves tickets, though, two of them will go to caller number two, Rusty Wallace. Number two.
Ah, Rusty.
Okay.
Crusty Rusty.
Rusty!
Caller number two. The number is...
Uh-oh. What is the number?
You know it?
817-787-1971.
I'll take caller two. Now, I'm telling you, if you call now, we're going to clear the phones.
Ooh.
So you need to be guessing about when we're going to end Guess What Day It Is, and we'll take caller two, and we'll pop you on the air. And if you, if you're like in a bad mood or something, then maybe we won't.
We get it, dude.
But probably caller two,
just
yes.
Just throw it to the thing.
Definitely caller two. We're going to answer the question from Dirk.
Uh-oh, guess what day it is? Guess
it
what day it is, huh? Anybody?
Put that up.
Anybody?
It's distracting the show.
I love the Flarp Cup. Well, you, when we came into the segment, you said, here's the poop scoop. Mm-hmm.
It's not about the nature. It's the fact that you're putting your hand in a cup rather than doing the show.
Well, so
and your farts don't sound as good as Julie's did with the Flarp Cup.
I know. I'm not good with it. I have to practice.
Yeah.
That's why I have it, so I can practice.
I'm especially good with Flarp.
Oh, you go down to the middle.
Skills.
That's a good one.
The reason all this is interesting is because today is Thomas Crapper Day.
Oh, the guy who created the toilet?
Yes. So it is a big day for bowel movements.
Honestly, think about where we'd be without him.
Pooping in holes in the ground.
Which is kind of what they did up to 50, 60 years ago.
I did that until I put turf in the backyard. Because we'd had some plumbing stuff. So I would just go out back, dig a hole, let it go,
cover it up.
Dogs would dig it back up and put a bone in there.
Well, who really is Thomas Crapper?
He's the guy who created the
Thomas
toilet.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Thanks.
Yeah, he really is.
Yeah, it's a thing.
I think.
He is. No, I swear he is.
I'm pretty sure.
Yeah.
This is out there.
He's an English plumber and businessman.
Yeah.
But he created the ceramic toilet.
He was doing business.
So why is it called the toilet then and not the crapper? I mean, we call it that as a nickname, but if it's...
This is the guy. Really
he only got
it.
A nickname?
Oh my God.
He didn't want the place where we remove our waste to be named after his last name.
Well, it technically is.
I know, because we made our own rules as life went on.
What are the chances?
What if his name was Thomas Poop?
I mean, I feel like it pretty much is.
I figured out how the FLARP works, by the way. It took me a while, but I figured it out.
This just made my day.
Matt, are you super excited about this?
Yeah, I
revelation?
Just can't believe that this guy's name was actually Thomas Crapper and he made the toilet.
It's great.
Like, you can't make this up.
All right. So if you guys own FLARP cups, it's a putty that makes fart noises. What you want to do is it looks like you want to have a fill it up at the top, have a gap in the bottom, and then go down in the middle.
Please, God. Executives, please be out of town. Please be on to your next city.
I got a handle on this.
So Thomas Crapper still has a website going where you can buy toilets and basins. You can buy furniture. You can buy showers, accessories, rails. ThomasCrapper.com.
He's a billionaire.
Yeah.
Well, he's dead.
Well, his family.
All the Crappers are wealthy.
All the daughters that he and sons that he might have had out of wedlock, too.
Uh-huh. Okay.
But we'll never know until he takes a cheek swab.
Yeah. Well, it's good if you have to deal with your last name being Crapper. At least you can be rich.
Well, at the time.
Crapper at the time, it was just a name.
Yeah, it didn't mean anything.
It was Smith.
But there's still
there was no
a thing. I mean, this is a live and live website, Thomas Crapper & Co., so there's still Crappers running around, I think.
Yeah, but at the time when he was
little baby Crappers
making the toilet.
Uh-huh.
Crapper was Smith Jones Williams.
No.
Brown Green.
That
no, it was. You think everyone's last name was Crapper?
No, but it wasn't known as, I gotta go take a crap.
Right, I know.
You know?
But it wasn't.
Like, it just wasn't.
It wasn't common, though.
No. So that's the thing. If anyone else made, created the toilet.
Yep.
Like, if Mike Saroy created the toilet, we would call, you know, we're gonna go take a Saroy.
Yeah.
You know?
Sure. Yeah.
That's how it would be. I mean, it's amazing how things have changed over time.
It'd be a lot cooler if it was skin, if you're going to take a Wade.
Take a Wade.
Because then we couldn't use Wade for other words.
Yeah.
And everything's different. And then what's Earth look like? You know?
You gotta take a Rhines.
Yeah.
Oh, I gotta go take a Gruber.
Today is National...
Gruber makes sense. Like, that one just sounds a little better.
You're saying Gruber's last name sounds like a poop?
Of all of our last names, I think that'd be the best one.
I gotta go take a big Kavanaugh.
I can smell my fingers the whole time.
That is the creepiest straw.
It is good that he can smell them the whole time. Not just half the time.
Today is National Fun at Work Day, which means,
hey!
KT, I believe for one day, you can't say anything about my flarping.
Fine. It's just like,
okay.
I know that when I'm listening, I'm just like, you know, it's a lot.
It is. Matt, that's it.
Matt,
see?
The
and
end.
Then you get him
I
going.
I like being a light fart show.
And I do too.
I was going to say, that's the most farts I've ever dropped.
We're
in
not a fart
all
show.
Together.
No, we're not a fart
we're
show.
We're a little
not.
Bit of a fart show.
No, we're not.
I never farts. Do farts.
We're banning farts.
No, we're not
we banning. I'd rather be in prison, okay? Let's not ban farts completely. We can be a diet fart
You'd
show.
You'd rather be in prison than banning farts
Let's
on our
Let's have Zevia farts. You know, just a little lightweight farts every once in a while.
Okay.
I would
we're not
like
gonna
to
have
say.
A not fart show.
No,
that's ridiculous.
No. We but
for
like
a human.
Organically, in the last few months of us just doing what we enjoy and love and have fun with, we have not had much fart involvement, and I don't think we need it.
And it is why I've been telling him to put the FLARP cup up, because he started it.
I'm not the
and
problem.
I'm the problem. It's very odd.
I'm not the problem. The problem is when I play with the FLARP cup. Which is very much a background noise. Like, it's not front
oh,
and center.
Gosh.
You got much better with it.
But
that
then,
was a good one.
But I figured it out. I figured out how it works. Yeah, you want to fill it up, leave gap at the bottom, go down the middle. But then Matt gets going. He's the problem. Like,
yeah.
I'm just
but you
playing,
start it.
I'm just playing.
No one's thinking about farts until you do
You're trying to
that.
Turn this around
Here,
on
do
me.
Do one good one for the Instagram.
It, okay, see, what like, you want to do is you want to leave a gap at the bottom
uh-huh.
and then go down the middle.
It's like someone
okay.
is at work doing their job, and they're supposed to be doing stuff, and then they get out their phone and start looking at it, and then someone else goes, well, now I can get out my phone and start looking at it, and then the productivity goes down. That's what I'm saying.
But that's different. I'm doing real life stuff. He's doing it off a computer.
There's no difference.
It's, a
it's
huge
still
difference.
Causing a distraction,
it's a huge difference.
And we're not getting to where we want
to
go.
Trying to justify.
We're not going
difference.
Anywhere. That's the problem. We're just stalled out.
I'm doing live local talk radio. He's firing off audio. Totally different mediums. Today is National Chocolate Cake Day, which,
I mean,
meh,
you know.
It's all right.
Meh.
Yeah. Look, it's
really?
Fine.
Do we have a whole room of people?
Do you know the audio is
I know,
on
I'm working
Instagram?
On it. We have a whole room of people maying chocolate cake.
I mean, it's just like of all the options.
I like a white cake, or even a bundt cake, or even a cookie cake.
What about red velvet?
I like a red velvet cake.
Yeah, that's
good.
Chocolate
cake is probably my least favorite cake.
Interesting.
I don't say
cheesecake.
Chocolate cake, that's all there is, and it's offered to you. You tear it up, and you enjoy every minute of it, but...
I'll dabble, but I'm not having a slice of chocolate cake. It's too heavy.
Mm-hmm. The pantheon of cake choices.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Today is National Geographic Day. Favorite animal, KT?
Penguin or kangaroo?
Ooh.
Favorite animal, Julie?
That I was not prepared to answer. This is a very large question. I
also like corgis.
Like an animal in the wild. Usually I just say cat, but I don't think that for National Geographic Day I should say cat. I feel like I should say...
What about big cat?
Cheetah.
Ooh, oh, cheetah.
Yes. Mine's the pterodactyl.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Not real anymore.
Matt, favorite animal?
Yeah, I've always been fascinated with a cheetah and rhino.
Oh, I like the rhino too. Yeah.
The rhinos are very cool.
Yeah,
and they need to leave them alone.
Because they're horny.
Always horny.
And the hippo, which should be respected more than it is for its ferocity. That is a top three rumbler of the animal kingdom.
I keep the hippo's name out of my mouth because I know what they're capable of.
Pretty sure the hippo kills more than anybody.
Yeah, the hippo's badass.
Yeah.
Like, let a lion run up on a hippo. You're going to have a dead lion.
Oh, my God. Every time.
You know?
Every time. That's why lions use power by numbers, because there's more lions in the world than there are hippos.
The only two that I think have a shot at the hippo, and I might be wrong, it might just be one, which is the elephant. It might just be one, because I like to think that the silverback can handle up. No, the grizzly bear.
The grizzly. The silverback, too, especially when you arm them.
Well, that's a movie. They don't... Anyway.
I don't know.
Hippos cause an annual 500 deaths a year.
They kill a lot of people.
Yep.
You should rise up against them.
They're very aggressive and territorial. They have a habit. How about this for a habit? You got a bad habit? Well, hippo's habit is charging at boats and capsizing them.
Yeah. They're pretty...
I've never seen it.
That's pretty rad.
You want me to activate the country boys?
No.
Let's get on a boat or a plane.
The people that are dying probably are getting too close.
Okay.
It's probably
on them. On a boat hanging out.
Well,
because the people on board then either drown or are killed by the animals themselves.
That's the thing about the hippo, is a lot of animals, you could just run and jump in the water.
Yeah.
And the hippo, you run and jump in the water, and they go, oh, yeah, buddy.
Like, I'm coming for
you. You ain't seen nothing yet.
Land, water.
Air.
Air.
Whatever it takes.
They can jump. They can't fly, but they can jump. National Preschool Health and Fitness Day. Is your daughter preschool officially?
Yeah, she's in her last year of preschool.
Oh.
And I'd like to report that she does yoga once a week.
Oh.
At preschool. Yep. She knows the tree pose and down dog and up dog. It's really cute.
Boy, in my town, in preschool, if they were teaching us yoga, they would have shut that school down.
They would have taken the yoga books out of school.
Bunch of hippies.
I think that's it. Yeah, that's it. Mm-hmm. Birthdays. People celebrating a birthday today. Patton Oswalt is 54.
Funny.
King of Queens.
Odd thing about him, though.
Yeah, he's got some things.
Some people have
some stuff.
See, I don't know that it's... Wait, is there something that I'm... It's just that he got remarried quickly after his wife died.
A lot of people think he might have allegedly been involved with that.
And the killing of her?
Okay.
Yeah, there's some question marks.
That's a conspiracy.
This is a bold because
she was a detective, right? Or she was an author.
Well, if she's no longer with us, she can't detective it.
Well, maybe that's part of it. I don't think Patton Oswalt. He gets too much work to be a serial killer.
Oh, okay.
Or associated with it. It was people were like, why did he get married like within a month, or within the year after his wife died?
I mean, she died in her sleep.
Hey, man.
You know,
people die in their sleep a lot, though. That's
doesn't take much to put a pillow over her face.
Okay.
Where's the audio cord?
That's an interesting thing that you're shooting for here, Matt, but it's interesting.
I'm not the only one. This came up.
It's not a thing. Where did this come up?
People, look it up. I'm just saying, allegedly.
Look it up.
Look it up where?
Hold on. I got to pull something up here. Because we have a birthday today.
There was a lot of question marks.
It was about a year, and he'd already moved on and gotten married, which I say great. If I were to die, I'm like, hey, live your life. Don't be sad about me. You know, bounce back. Move on. Life's too short to be moping because I'm gone.
She took a lot of, there was a lot of medications involved within, you know.
Oh, man.
Adderall, Xanax, fentanyl.
Hey, dude, can we move on? Could you turn my audio
all right,
up?
I'm sorry.
Can you turn up my audio? Because today is also another birthday. I'm just going to fire this off for you. Let me see if it works. It'll work, I believe. Oh, it's on, volume's on zero.
See? You realize that he's got stuff.
Does he have stuff? Today's the 55th birthday of Tracy Lawrence. My little Texas tornado.
I wouldn't know him. He's an angry guy.
Is he angry?
Yeah.
No.
Listen to him.
This guy can't be.
You think this guy's angry? Said you were coming to town. This guy.
Thought I'd like to tell you hello. Love that. Driving over and around. DV allegations.
I pulled up to the airport.
I mean, charges, allegations.
Guilty verdict?
Lest you need. But when you stepped off that plane. Misdemeanor for battery.
Shut up! Shut up!
My little Texas tornado.
Blowing me away again.
Another song
anyway,
about
what
that stuff.
No. You know which one is my favorite Tracy Lawrence song?
What?
Time yeah. Marches On.
Oh, I can get that for you.
Yeah, can you get that for me?
Yeah, I get that handled.
It's
for
a good song, and the lyrics are very real about life.
He lived in an era where you could get convicted of misdemeanor for battery and then just donate $500 to a shelter and move on.
Oh, did he get convicted?
Yes.
Oh, well, let me turn this off.
I'm telling you. I've been
sorry.
Told you know about this for a long time.
You said accusation, and so I was comfortable playing his music.
We can't listen to Time Marches On?
No, he got convicted.
But this is just a song.
Well, yeah, he was saying Time Marches Julie. On. I committed a felony. And then I'm just going to keep moving.
She's comfortable separating the artist from the art.
I am.
And I am too.
Matt Stover's 55.
Just tease me with it?
Jeff's favorite Ravens kicker, Matt
I'm
Stover.
I'm in shock. I was just ready to jam.
North
Sister cries out from her baby bed.
Learning how to sew. That is drinking beer. Listening
Eagle
to
listeners.
The radio.
Picks. These idiots play a lot of country. And her jaw. He shouldn't have done what he did.
Time marches on.
He shouldn't have done
what he did. I mean, on the pantheon of those cases, I don't think it was as bad as many
Why
others.
Why are you saying pantheon a lot today?
I thought I'd go back to it just to see if you'd call me out for it.
Keith Olbermann is 64.
Blowhard.
Dude. A beating.
He's a blowhard. Chris Collinsworth is 64.
That wasn't a doink. That was a dong.
Let's pull up the Chris Collinsworth audio about teenagers.
Everybody's got something.
Hey, what? Chris Collinsworth.
Are you not familiar with this?
Hey,
I'm not sure.
You know, the young girls, you know, they're the ones I can trick.
No, he didn't.
Yes. Hold on. I can find this.
In his cocky little voice.
When was this?
I can find this. Hold on.
Oh, Matt, you're going to love it.
Was this in the middle of a broadcast?
Hold on, let me.
No.
I think this is probably it.
This is in his heyday.
Pull me up.
All right.
Bachelor and playing football have a lot of similarities between them. You go out, and there's not anything in the world any more competitive than going out and trying to find the girl.
Why do you think those girls really like you?
I think probably because of the money, you know, and I'm not going to deny it. I walk around with $100 bills hanging out of my pockets usually, and try and give it my best shot, because before I ever made any money, it was pretty much big nothings, Bill. High school girls love me. 14 to 18, I'm a big star with them.
Yeah, he went young too.
Like, he put an age on it.
14.
Like, this makes a gray area at 17, maybe in some states. Like, 14 to 18.
Yeah.
You know, right when they're in junior highs when they really like me.
14 to 18.
What was he thinking?
Because back then,
listen,
he said 14.
It's the way it was.
14-year-olds were a different story in the 80s.
Wow.
That aired.
That's a piece of audio that I haven't heard.
Yeah.
And not only do that, do you get honored with a very prime broadcasting job. They let your son just come in and stand next to Rodney Harrison. It's amazing.
Well, that was how long ago was that? Probably 30 years ago.
That was when he was a Bengal.
Still not acceptable.
He was not in the Bengals. He was a Bengal.
He was a Bengal.
Man, he put a number on that one. Wow. Okay.
Billy White Shoes. Billy White Shoes Johnson is 71. Edward Smith is dead. He's the guy who ran to the iceberg. He was the captain of the Titanic.
Oh.
He was not good at his job.
No.
Mm-mm.
Lewis Carroll's dead, wrote Alice in Wonderland. Mozart's dead.
for a long time. He'd been dead.
And John Witherspoon is dead.
Oh, Pops.
Yeah.
That was a disappointing one.
Yeah. No, we didn't care about any of the other dead ones, but John Witherspoon.
I really like John Witherspoon. Yeah.
All right, and that's what day it is.
All right, right now we'll take it. 817-787-1971. 817-787-1971. Be caller number two. You'll want a pair of Mav tickets
really
to
Mav's
T-Wolves on 213. What? Jeff, what's coming up next in the Best Damn Sports segment, period?
Well, let me just scroll on down to my tees. That's the wrong segment. I'll just scroll back up to my, the biggest move of the Cowboys offseason just happened. And one coach might want to keep his head on a swivel. Whoa. That's next. Mm.
Okay, round two. Name something that's not boring.
A laundry? Ooh, a book club. Computer solitaire, huh?
Ah, oh, sorry. We were looking for Chumba Casino. That's right. Chumbacasino.com has over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.